The mouse. Your computer system probably has a physical mouse attached to it. A physical mouse is not required for WindowEyes, but WindowEyes can take advantage of it if there. Now, your mouse might be something on a wire, or could be a touchpad of some sort, but regardless, it's a mouse. For example, as you move the physical mouse around the screen, you will notice that WindowEyes automatically reads and displays the information crossed. Typically, this is best suited for low vision users. This verbal feedback can greatly assist in making sure the low vision user is where they think they really are. For example, a low vision user may only be able to read part of a file name. By hovering the mouse over top of the file name, the low vision user will receive an audio feedback necessary to determine what the file name actually is. So let's just give a little example. Now, typically in this tutorial, I wasn't going to touch that physical mouse because as a blind user, the physical mouse is typically not that useful. But if you're a low vision user, it may be. So this is the only case in the tutorial that I'm going to actually use the physical mouse to move it around. I'm still sitting at the desktop with WindowEyes running, but I don't know where my mouse is at the moment. But now let me just kind of move it around, and I'm going to move it over some text.
Recycle bin.
Said recycle bin. Now on the desktop, there are these icons, and we have a tutorial section on navigating your desktop. But there is also text beneath these particular icons representing visually what they are. Now this is my recycle bin, and when I moved my mouse over that, it automatically read that information. Now if I were to move it over any sort of graphic, we would hear that as well. Now that's the graphic of the recycle bin that I moved on top of. If I move it over here, let's go over here, we got
Mozilla.
Firefox. If I go down,
graphic.
That's the WindowEyes icon graphic.
Window E.
Now it only showed Window E there because Windows actually truncated this, and that's all I see visually on the screen is Window-E dot dot dot. Now it didn't read the dot 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 because my punctuation is set such that I don't want to hear textual punctuation like periods and things like that. But I can just move it around. Let me move it over the clock down here. I'm going to go down to my bottom right. Again, I'm going to show you how this desktop is actually organized, but I just want to show you the physical mouse.
11:09 a.m.
So it said 11:09 a.m. That's the text that's down there in the sys tray, and we automatically read that when it's down there. Now, if the mouse pointer changes what it looks like, and I'm not sure I can do this on the desktop, and I can't. I'm going to quickly just run an application.
Open.
Don't worry how I'm actually doing this here.
And video.
I just typed it.
Desktop.
I'm going to show you more of this later on, but that's not the point of this tutorial. Now here's my
arrow.
Notice it said arrow there. My mouse pointer is an arrow pointing to the upper left. Let's say you've got this circle going around. It's probably pointing at, I don't know what that is, maybe 10 o'clock or something like that, pointing up in that direction. Now, if I move it down here, all of a sudden it's going to change to?
Size north-south.
I moved it right on the border of my, I opened up a notepad window, right on the border, and it's allowing me to size it. As a sighted user, I can shorten down this window or increase it, make it taller. And I need this sizing arrow to be able to do that. It's an arrow pointing up and an arrow pointing down. Now, if I were to hold down the left mouse button and drag this, it would either pull it up or pull it down, depending on the direction I go. Now, if I down arrow or move down,
I-beam.
Now, I moved inside the document area of Notepad, and it changed back to I-beam. This is basically WindowEyes is speaking what these particular icons are visually showing. Now, some people find this very useful because the application obviously changed the icon of the mouse to represent what's going on. In this case, an I-beam indicates to me that if I were to click here, I could start typing. If I'm on the sizing arrow, it would tell me that I could stretch it. Now, let me show you another sizing arrow. I'm going to go to the bottom left of Notepad. Now, let's see what it says here, if I can get it there.
Size northeast, southwest.
Size northeast, southwest. This is an arrow pointing northeast and southwest, which means I can actually drag it in those directions as I go again left and right, letting me resize Notepad again. So there's all, if I change the sizing arrow this way to the left of Notepad.
Size west-east.
Size west-east. And again, if I go back to arrow.
Graphic. Arrow.
Okay. And again, all these pointers are going to happen. Now, the nice thing is maybe you hear an hourglass or something like that. Hourglass is used to represent that the application is busy doing something. Now, again, sighted users have this advantage, so why not blind users as well? That's why we have this particular mouse pointer recognition happening to you. Now, later on, I'm going to show you how you can turn that off if that is annoying to you and you don't like hearing that, or you just don't like hearing the text that the mouse is moving over because you're a totally blind user and maybe you just accidentally bump your mouse and blah, it starts reading all of this text. You don't want to hear that. We can turn that off. All of this is verbosity that we can tweak the way you want it to be. That's the power of WindowEyes. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in different sections of how you can do that. Also, of course, WindowEyes gives you great flexibility of moving the mouse around from the keyboard, so don't feel that you are required to use the physical mouse. In fact, you may want to set the mouse aside so it doesn't get in your way, or just totally remove it because it may be causing you more problems. But then, of course, your sighted friends will freak out simply because they don't know how to use the keyboard. You will find there are very quick ways to move around the screen without ever having to touch the physical mouse. So that's all we need to discuss about the physical mouse, and again, we'll get to the keyboard version of that later. Let's move on to the next section.